Thank you so much for listening to the Midlife Rewired podcast. If this content is useful to you, please subscribe, rate, and share with your friends and loved ones. Midlife Rewired podcast, episode number 19. I'm joined today again by Mr. Rod Blanchard. Welcome, Roddy.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good. So just before the podcast, Rod had never done this before, and I thought it'd be interesting. I just kind of caught him off guard. I said, dude, you want to try to do some a Wim Hof breathing exercise, three sets of 30. So we just sat here and we went through that process. Now it's very powerful what we can actually, where we can bring ourselves mentally and physically just with our breath. But, Rod was just kind of, shocked by that. So Rod, just like, maybe you could just share your feelings about that quick exercise before we kick off the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. I did not know what to expect. But very quickly, and I think there's like three little sessions in that breathing exercise. And the first one, I think I started to feel something, so I wanted to, quickly tell you, hey, this is where something's working. And then by the second one, I'm breathing so heavy that I started to sweat. I felt like I was working out. I felt like I had a headache almost. Like I thought I was going to pass out. And it's crazy. I felt like a little voice said, well, you're too fucking weak for this. And I just started breathing heavy again. And then, it quickly silent. And then, by the third session, I'm telling you, I went into a state, like I didn't know when it was supposed to finish. I was just sitting here. Yeah. And I don't know if you felt this as well, but I felt like there was not a soul in the world. It was so fucking quiet.
Yeah.
For about, I don't know, it felt like, 30 minutes. It probably was like 2 seconds, but it was so quiet. And then I heard a car go by, and then the cat started to purr.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. Yeah. So, I'm a believer.
it was really cool because, we talk about meditation and we struggle to sit sometimes in peace. And right after that breath work, I sat there and it was like, it does... it's not like there's ringing in your ears, but it's just like this fucking crazy silence. And it's quiet where we are right now. But I heard absolutely nothing. And the cat snuck in on my lap and then fired up the purr machine. But it was really interesting because I looked over at you and you were just in this, like you were breathing normally. So I knew you're okay. But it was about 5 to 7 minutes after we finished that you just sort of sat there still.
Wow.
And completely still, just like, really just probably just witnessing what is, like, that's kind of the where you want to get to in meditation if you get to that point. So that's an interesting
and it was crazy because I just remember I was just saying to you that the first 45 day challenge that I did was the only one of the three that I did implement some meditation.
Yeah.
But it was like I get to 2 minutes and I was thinking I gotta get on to the next thing,
right?
And I couldn't get past that 2 minute mark. Where here, I couldn't tell you what time it was. I don't know. Great.
Yeah, and you mentioned to me, the voice was chirping at you.
Right.
In the first set of 10. And that's probably where in your meditation, the same voice would be like, yeah, what do you waste your fucking time doing this for? And then you're like, okay. You get frustrated.
And then you know, yeah.
But you have to keep breathing.
Right. And heavy breathing.
It actually changes your chemistry. Your body chemistry, and then at some point it just seems that it just shuts down that chatter,
I loved it. I actually absolutely loved it.
Well, that's awesome, brother. We'll incorporate that going forward.
Yeah.
So Rod joins us again. This is the third time being here, brother, and I love having you here. The last 45 days. So Rod did another 45 day challenge, Just Rise challenge. We called it 45 Alive in the original set, so it's Just Rise, which is a really cool name. But Rod, just quickly summarize that and then we can jump off from there.
Yeah, and I think just going back, it was the first 45 day challenge was it was great. I mean, it's always true to my heart that 45 Alive, because I was 45 and I was running and I felt alive again. And I thought, this is what I want to do. I want to feel alive all the time. And then the second 45 Alive Challenge, I kept on using hashtag Just Rise, and because we were getting up in the morning, and that whole community, that whole group, collectively decided we're all going to get up in the morning. And it was choose your own adventure. People were doing different things when they woke up, but they were getting outside of their comfort zone. And, you know, the common thread was getting up in the morning and Just Rise. So Just Rise became the focal point of my brand and what I'm trying to push. And the third one, I decided, you know what, I'm going to document it a little bit more, and I'm going to pull it back and do it on my own. And I realized probably halfway through a few things. One, how strong the community is. The accountability is much stronger. You feel like you're with people enjoying what they're going through. The journey is that much more pleasurable, magical. And then the third thing that was hard to deal with was I realized when I did it on my own and it became more of a vanity thing. And that was when I first started, that was the one thing I was trying to avoid. And I think, you know, doing it on my own, it was more about, okay, I need to look this way. And when I shoot out this other side at the 45 days, I want people to say, wow, fuck, you look great.
Yeah.
But once again, it was more about not the external shell. It was trying to fix the mindset. So it was great. I mean, like, you know, you have to go through these things. And I feel like these journeys have helped me, you know, kind of pluck the things that really worked for me and made me feel like the best version of myself. And there were certain things that made me feel cold and just in areas where I didn't want to be anymore.
Right.
So I'm grateful for that for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, I commend you for doing it. It was, and it was 45 days of sobriety as well at that point. And, you know, when you do that hard shit, when you take yourself out of your comfort zone and you delay your gratification and you do some suffering, that's when you fucking start to learn more about yourself.
Yeah.
And really, this third round, you come out of this and, you know, I've followed your writing all along, but now your messaging is very much purpose-driven and has changed quite a bit. So, you know, we're going to talk a bit today about purpose as well because, you know, it's a very interesting thing and you know, so just to take a little bit from what Rod was writing, I mean, I think sometimes when we think about purpose, we think too big of a purpose. Like everybody, you know, may want to save the world, or you're looking at somebody who may actually be having a massive fucking effect or massive success in something that they have applied purpose to, and then we compare ourselves to that.
So, right.
So how have you sort of tackled that and where are you at with that right now?
Yeah, and that's a perfect segue, because when I came out of the last 45-day journey and I was, there's a lot of things that I feel great about, but once again, I was able to look at some of the things that didn't make me feel all that great, and I was still kind of looking in the mirror thinking, am I fulfilled? Did I find purpose? You know, there's certain things that I was able to tug on and say, yeah, this is it. And then I started to reflect and write and look at up to this point, what have I done with my life? And what are the things that I'm proud of? What are the things that I want to, you know, kind of continue to learn and build on? And that's when I realized that I was living in the shadows of my weaknesses. I just thought, fuck, you know what? I got to change this. I'm so fucking weak in this area. And yet I was like not looking at the strengths that can pull me towards my purpose. And that's where kind of the light bulb went off. And I'm like, fuck, you know what? Like even what I do in my professional life and trying to build a brand, you know, there's a lot of synergies on what I do from a recruiting, you know, because of the fact that from a personal level or from a professional level, it's helping people and inspiring people and finding the best in people. And that's when I realized that, you know, the things that I'm currently doing in my profession really marry nicely with Just Rise. And if I can just start to continue to build on the small little things throughout the day and feel good about it and live in the strength kind of department opposed to constantly living in a dark area, that's where I feel like I can continue down this path with a smile on my face, get up in the morning, feel like my purpose is this exactly. And Just Rise has been that. That's my purpose now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I literally just heard Tom Bilyeu talk about the darkness and the weakness side. And he thinks an 80-20 split is the healthy way to go. So 80%, you focus your intention on what you're strong at and you build momentum. And the other 20% is that, you know, you get a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, and but you build your skill set around that, but you don't live there. But you use that to fuel you. That's just his formula.
I'll take that.
I mean, that's kind of what you described right there.
So I thought you were going to say it was the other way around. Like, fuck me.
No, that doesn't sound like much fun to me, really. But yeah, but it is interesting to play to your strengths. Now, and with purpose, sometimes it's overwhelming when people talk about purpose, because you don't have to have, like, this is my life's purpose and now that's what it is forever. Well, we all can completely decide and change our story and build our identity how we choose. But, you know, I think what a lot of people do is they try to create a purpose that might be a little too much, at least initially, and then you lose your way because it's too far fucking in the distance to even see anything. So building the strength, you build the momentum, you build the confidence, you start keeping the promises to yourself, and you build more momentum, and you can then sort of evolve your purpose, you know? So I think that's an interesting thing. And I, you know, studying purpose and mindset, you know, the last few years for me, it's fucking fascinating. And even for myself, you know, just to sort of say, you know what, hey, this is my purpose now, but, you know, that may not be my purpose 5 years from now. But at the same time, you can't fucking change it back and forth all the time, or you're just going to go in circles. And that's another thing about, you know, not having goals and things, you know, to follow, right?
So, and you know, on that point, you know what I've kind of reverse engineered a little bit of even my interview skills, like where, you know, I meet thousands of candidates a year, and you have all these different questions, the typical, you know, HR questions. And, you know, now it's been more around kind of what's going to fulfill that person, what makes them happy, have they defined happiness. But I'll get home and I'll ask those questions in the mirror to myself. Right. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, what's going to make me happy? Have you defined happiness? Because if you're just throwing darts at a board, hoping you're going to hit it, you're not going to fucking hit it. So I realized, and again, like we both have this kind of very interesting people, very successful people. And sometimes it's you'll get out and you'll be like, oh man, these people are doing so many interesting things and I'm just a fucking recruiter. And I looked at that and I started to think, like, just a recruiter, like I help people, you know, and at the end of the day, you're able to, you know, you live in the world that you make. And if you want to make that, you know, job that you do fulfillment and you can do it and change people's lives, I mean, that's a pretty fucking great thing. And I'm just starting to realize that 30 years in, that there's a big opportunity for me to hear.
Yeah. Well, that's the right mindset for sure. I mean, and, you know, it's in comparison is the thief of joy.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, exactly.
And when you look at, you know, these people you're comparing yourself to, we do know lots of people with all kinds of different successes, but the most financially successful person isn't necessarily the most joyful, peaceful, happiest, purposeful person.
There could be
somebody else there who's living a very purposeful, peaceful, joyful life, in just pure service to others for charity with no real, but they don't need monetary gains. I mean, I have a friend right now who's, you know, I mean, he's had a successful career, but he's in Africa right now, and that's his life, and, you know, that's what he chooses to do, right? For no other reason that that's his heart, and he's a good man. Right?
Yeah.
So I like something else you mentioned recently, too. And this is a fucking good one. It's like, when you actually have that intention to go for something, and you know that you need to do it, you do it fucking now. You just do it right in this moment.
Yeah.
Don't say, okay, April 1st, fucking kickoff time.
Exactly.
You know, or as you get close to the end of the year, well, the new year's coming, so I'm going to fucking reset then, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's the mindset change that I've been, you know, so desperately trying to find. Because when it comes to procrastination, I'll put my hand up and say, like, you know, hey, I'm a winner in that department for sure. So sometimes when you say, I'm going to start my diet, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that, I'm going to, all that shit, if you just say, you know what, fuck it. Today's the day. Why not today? Like, why not today? Why not just rise? That's what I say. You know, why not? You know, like, what's the alternative? Just to continue down the same path? You know, there's the result. You already know what that result looks like.
Right.
So fucking change the tune, man. Change the narrative.
Yeah, 100%. I love that quote that you posted recently. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing themselves. And that's like fucking so powerful. And it's kind of one of those things, it's hard to get your head around sometimes, because I've heard that for years, you know, you got to be and make the world that you want to see, but it's so true. It's like, you can have two different people in the exact same environment, the exact same access to everything, and they have two completely different experiences simply based on their mindset.
Right, you know? Right.
And, you know, so it's fucking so important to be intentional. And I like what you said earlier, too, about really sort of writing down things. And because when you start to put things in paper, it becomes real. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you've actually got sort of a roadmap to follow.
Right, and then starting to apply it, where I was like, I've constantly over the years, I mean, so I've just, as you know, just started writing, which I've found some passion behind, which is great. I've always been, you know, I consider myself like, you know, I'm the best when it comes to thinking and ideas and all this stuff. But once again, I mean, just thinking, just a thought. And then once again, writing, just words. But I mean, once you apply these thoughts and these words and you apply some action behind it, that's when, you know, that's when you hit the sweet spot. And I feel like that's what I'm doing currently. I mean, I've always been really somebody that just didn't execute on shit. I always thought, you know what, fuck, anything I do, I need resources. I need some compadres to do it with me. Well, you know what, like at the end of the day, everyone's on their own journey. And sometimes we're going to work together and sometimes we're going to do things together. But sometimes you just got to, you know, fucking buck up and just, you know, just execute on the shit that you wrote down, execute on the things that you were thinking. And that's where I feel where I've really started to gain some momentum. And I think anything in life, fuck, if you got some momentum, and I wrote that as well. I mean, like you got a big boulder there. If it's just sitting, you need a lot of people to push that boulder, but if it's moving,
right,
I can push it probably in another direction on my own. Yeah. It's just all about momentum, man.
Yeah, man. And then you can inspire others to join the
conversation. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Fucking like telling a new story. That's one of those things that's just a simple concept as well, but people love to fucking tell the same old story about who they are, you know? I mean, I had a very intense psychedelic experience very recently where very, very quickly, almost in a moment, you realize that every single thing that you say about yourself is just simply fucking a lie that you build this ego, you build a story, and it's like, okay, well, I know that Brian is going to be, I can only do this, I can do this really good, I'm really good at that, but I fucking suck at that, and whatever, but you realize pretty quickly that that's just all a fucking story.
Right.
And it takes time to build up that story and to, you know, burn it into your brain, but you can completely rewire it by telling new stories.
So right.
On top of having the intention and the purpose and the goals and writing down the shit, you know, when you're talking to people, when you're thinking about yourself or even talking to yourself or doing your affirmations, telling a new story is fucking powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. And you know what, even just this is a little bit of an aside note, but it marries well with what you're talking about, where like I'm enjoying watching your videos now, where it's like you write extremely well, but you kind of went down that path of videos, and I look at it and I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. But why can't I, you know? And once again, it's a mindset where I think my fear has always been, you know, I'm worried about what people are going to think. I'm worried about people are going to look. Like, even when it comes to singing, I fucking can't even remember the lyrics because I'm like, I wonder how I sound. I hope no one's like giggling behind my back. Like, who gives a fuck? I feel great. I'm the one standing up there. But once again, and that's I feel like, you know, I have some momentum moving in that direction.
Yeah.
And I really believe, like, even today, that like that little voice that came in, and then it was completely silenced, right? Where, like, man, like, I'm excited to do that again. Like,
yeah.
I can't wait.
It's fucking peaceful, isn't it?
No, it's great. It's great.
And to your point about the video, I mean, every single time I send a video out, I fucking immediately think about being judged. I immediately go back to that kid that was fucking picked on or whatever happened in my past to make me so fucking insecure about what people think. You know, and I tell us a new story now. I don't give a fuck. And you know, but you have to reinforce that by just not giving fucks and
right.
just doing it because I'm clear on my intention and I'm going to do it anyway. And if, you know, I just, you know, got to the point where it's like, I know there are people like saying, what the fuck is he doing? Why is he doing this? I don't need to listen to this shit. And I know I've actually heard there are people saying that, right? And I'm like, cool, man, then don't listen.
Because
I'm on the fucking, you know, I So I've heard, you know, somebody mentioned to me on a post I just did, and they're like, oh, you know, keep going, you know, and I'm like, train's left the station. I'm fucking going, man. It's going, right? And there's a guy named James Altucher. He's like a really eccentric, interesting, really bright dude. And he has a podcast and a blog, and he's you know, exited a number of businesses. Really interesting cat. He said that he won't, if he doesn't fucking release something out to the world that makes him fucking icky and with fear about how people are going to think about it, then it's not actually something that's good. It's not actually pushing outside his comfort zone. There's a guy, he's a guy that, like, he wants to get into stand-up comedy. And he's like, it's one of those many, many things. Because we all have these little passions, right? You know, like for me, I like my music, and there's other things, you know. He'll go to New York City, he'll just sit in the subway and do comedy act. Like, he's got fucking, like, tens of millions of dollars in the bank. Just to fucking sharpen a sword and get heckled. And, like, you know, that's fucking taking yourself out of your comfort zone. And I respect that.
Yeah.
No, life is so short, man. We play so safe, right?
Yeah. No, that's why, I mean, when I see them, I'm like, wow. Like, I mean, and I'm telling you right now, and this is being videotaped, so we can come back to this, and it's time-stamped, but I'm going to do a video. I'm definitely going to put myself out of the comfort zone, you know, because there's so many things that I want to share. And I've said this before in my writing, I'm not an expert in anything, but I'm an expert on myself and what I've felt and what I've been through. And everyone has a story. Everyone has been through a roller coaster of a world. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just like even with putting Just Rise out there and starting to write, you know, I'm not going to speak to everyone. And, you know, at first it was like, oh, man, I didn't get enough likes. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, who gives a fuck? You know, and my life coach said to me, he's like, listen, Rod, like, you know, this Just Rise. I mean, if you're helping people, great. I mean, you're helping yourself. This is really about self-development. But, I mean, you help one person. Right. And I've had a few people reach out and say, you know what, you've changed some stuff for me, man. This is great. And I'm like, really? I did. So it was great, man. It's
that's
powerful. So yeah, I definitely gotta get on that video train for sure.
Yeah, man. And we talked about public speaking too. So I mean, that would marry well together. Just getting used to just having a topic and be able to freely talk about it. And people, you know, it's hard for us to actually imagine this sometimes, but producing content or putting yourselves out there, people relate more to you being authentic and to your vulnerabilities and to the fact that you might kind of suck a little bit at first or whatever, more than coming in and being so fucking polished and perfect and on some pedestal where, you know, you're not really helping anybody. You might help some people because you're, you know, it's so nicely packaged, but you know.
No, you know what, dude, it may be a little challenge for myself. You know, we've talked about this before, but just doing a little, even a song, we can video and put it out there, man. Yeah. Like, you know, it'll be fun to work on for sure.
Yeah. But, actually, I forgot to tell you something about that, but we're doing that 100%.
All right, cool.
That's coming. So, well, brother, maybe we'll cut it today a little short. We both got to go pick up the kids. We got a little late start because of the breath work.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to throw in there today, brother?
No, you know what? Like, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it's always a pleasure. You know, keep plowing away. I mean, like, you definitely inspired me. I mean, you've inspired me since we were, you know, young cats 20 years ago. But I love what you're doing, man. So keep it up.
Thank you, brother. Likewise. All right, man.
Cheers.